Catherine Ayres is here. She's an artist in with a studio on Warren Street in Hudson. And her model, Michael Tracy, is here. And we want to hear all about your work here and how this all came about. And I know you have a live art event coming up, I believe, don't you?
We do. I will be painting Michael on Saturday evening from 6 to 8. We'll have live music. And yes, some performance art, and then I'll photograph him at the end.
But when you say painting Michael, you don't mean what most people mean by painting Michael, do
exactly.
You?
I mean, I will be painting. I will be using his body as my canvas.
The whole body is an easel.
That's right.
I mean, not an easel, a canvas. You're right.
Nice try, Ellen.
Wrong word.
But that's okay. You'll be doing that for 2 hours?
Yes.
The whole 2 hours? Great. And what kind of paint are you going to use?
I will be using acrylic paint, which is what we typically use. But then Michael and I went up into the mountain in the Catskills and harvested some blackberries. So I'll also be using the stain of the blackberries on his body.
There you go.
I have a whole bucket full of black walnuts if you want stain. Of course, you'd never be able to get it off, ever. So, blackberries.
So, this is consistent with the majority of your recent work, right? I mean, this is what you do.
This is what I do.
You paint him and then photograph him.
That's
right. In a setting that somehow is reflective of what you've painted on him or consistent with or whatever.
Yes. And we've been doing that for, what, almost 5 years, Michael?
How long does it take to paint a total body?
Well, it can take anywhere from 2 hours to 6 or 7 hours.
And you just sit there?
Lie there, sit there, stand there, whatever she needs me to do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very submissive.
Yes, he's very cooperative.
Uh-huh. So what do you get out of it? Are you her muse? We've been discussing this.
Yeah, and we've also been discussing this as well. I believe so. I think I'm her muse. What do I get out of it? Well, I think that the finished product of what we're doing looks so amazing. Mm-hmm. Looks so great.
So you're happy to be
It's so different. Yeah. I'm very happy to be a part of this.
Do you feel as if you're part of the artwork in that sense? And
absolutely. Because we are a team. I don't feel like I'm just her model. We both have input into what we're going to do. She most of the time comes up with what she's going to paint, and usually I have no idea what she's going to paint on me until it's finished and I see the photograph. But we both have input into what location we're going to be taking the photographs in, and also the poses and contortions and whatever else that I have to put my body in to get a good shot.
So the photograph then becomes a conceptual piece that you both contribute to? Is that sort of the idea?
That's right.
And that's the finished product, so to speak. I mean, okay. And you've been doing this for a while, and you have a number of these on display in your studio space gallery on Warren Street. What number Warren Street is it?
We are at 431 Warren Street, right across from Spotty Dog. Michael, how many do we have up right now? Maybe 15 or so?
I believe that's right, yep.
How many have you done, do you think?
I've painted him, about 50 times?
Yeah. Yeah, at least 50 times.
So how long do you plan to have this gallery there? I mean, is it like a permanent thing or just...
We will be there at least through the end of December.
Oh. And your hours?
We keep kind of weird hours, but we're usually here on the weekends for sure.
Uh-huh.
And then most weeknights. And we'll stay open as long as people are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so do you do You do most of your other painting there and then go out? Or you do you do it on site when you decide to photograph it?
We have done some in the gallery, but most of what we do is on site. Like, we did one this past January in the Berkshires on Stockbridge Bowl, and that was done in like 30 degree weather, and all of that was done outside on the edge of the lake.
And I've looked at all of them online. Ellen, I know, has looked at them with great interest online. You're naked in all of them, correct?
All of them, yep.
Yeah. Right, Ellen? Not that you noticed.
That's right. But covered with paint. He's wearing paint.
Yeah, well.
And in the wintertime, maybe several layers of paint. I don't know.
Poor Michael. Sometimes when we paint in, during the winter, I'm there with a winter coat and a scarf and a hat and gloves. I have to remove them before I use the camera. But he's there in his birthday suit.
Shrinkage.
Yeah, hopefully
is that a factor?
Too much. Definitely, especially when she tells me to lie down in the snow.
Yeah,
or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yes, one does wonder how long does it take for you to remove the paint? I'm curious about that.
It's not actually that hard to get the paint off. Usually just jump in the shower and, maybe 10 minutes or so.
Well, yeah, you say that about the acrylic paint, but what about those blackberries? That may take a bit longer.
We have done a session with the blackberries, and it actually is pretty easy to remove.
What do you do, add whipped cream?
Oh,
no, wondering.
So usually he's covered in acrylic. He jumps in the shower, and I grab a washcloth, and I say, "All right, turn around. Let me get this off of you."
But I have to say, the photographs are really beautiful.
Thank you.
They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And eye catching.
Yeah, I bet, Ellen. So what's your background in art? I mean, are you trained? Did you go to art school?
I went to NYU. I went to Tisch. Mm-hmm. I was a drama major, a psychology minor. And then I did two graduate programs in creative writing. And I teach creative writing at Boston University. So it's all been art.
Well, when I went to look you up on the internet, up came a writer, and I know you said you taught creative writing, and I thought maybe it was they seem to be mostly children's books, I think, that this other Catherine Ayers, who spells her name differently than you do.
You can answer that.
So, but do you write children's books? Maybe it was you.
No,
I don't.
You explain that.
No, that's not Catherine. She's not writing children's books. She's writing much more serious topics.
Consultation is going on. Ensues.
The mystery. Yeah.
The writer is different from the painter and photographer.
Aha. Okay.
It's the same name. It's just a different
spelling. Oh, okay. And have you published much? Or
Short stories. Uh-huh. And cool.
So, Michael, what do you do other than sit around naked and get painted?
That's about it.
Really?
No. I work in the Berkshires at a rather large yoga facility.
Ah.
And I...
That's why you're so soft-spoken.
I guess so. I think that's natural. I am a sous chef there.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's my 9-to-5.
So it's like Juan Dharma, one of those places. Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
And that's where we met when I did my yoga teacher training. That's where I met Michael.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it come in handy when you're posing?
Yeah, in the extremely long sessions that go on for six hours or something like that. Yeah, definitely. Just kind of get in the zone and meditate.
Mm-hmm. Ellen really likes hot yoga.
Yeah?
You do, Ellen?
I do not do yoga. I never go to a gym. You can't believe anything he says. I'm just saying that, right?
You told me once you liked the hot yoga because it made you all sweaty and stuff. Yeah?
Tom, that's probably you who likes the hot yoga. You're the...
Yeah, no. So you're open whenever, but definitely on weekends.
For sure on the weekends,
and the big event, though, is a live... Turning this into a kind of live performance this Saturday evening.
Correct.
From 6 to 8. You'll be there naked.
I will be there naked the whole time.
And you will be then painted in a combination of acrylic and blackberry.
Correct.
And then Catherine, after finishing painting you, she will photograph you.
That's right.
Polaroids available?
No. we just had the some wallpaper installed yesterday. One of my dear friends, Ashley Woodson Bailey, is an incredible artist. She takes photographs of flowers, and these photographs have been made into wallpaper, clothing. It's so beautiful. So we have a little section of wall that we just wallpapered, and I will be photographing him in front of that.
Okay. Ellen, you seem mystified.
I'm not mystified at all.
You're excited.
This is just a one-night live painting event.
Well, it's not music. Exactly. Tom, I'm not into one-night stands. we will be doing this multiple times. We're lining up musicians, mm-hmm. and we like to support musicians in the area and, just collaborate.
Do you get many people sort of just walking in off the street out of curiosity? Because I didn't see much in the window when I was looking yesterday. I mean, I had to, really look in the space to see what was going on. Somebody was maybe wallpapering in the back.
Exactly.
you have your photographs on display like a gallery would. Most of the time, right?
Yes.
And you have? Do you have a separate studio space in that facility, or is it within the gallery?
You can answer that.
Yeah, our studio space is wherever we're going to be taking the photographs, and we have worked in the studio, and we've worked outside in various locations and. In other buildings, but we don't have a set studio space where that's the only place we're going to be doing, where I'm going to be painted.
I noticed some other work there. There was some neon work. Is that yours too?
That is. I've been making neon sculptures for about 15 years, and I do all of that work in Los Angeles. So, I have three neons in there right now.
Yep.
So you are bi-coastal?
I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years and then came out here gone.
And then there was another photographic display that did not include your muse, correct? There was like some...
That's right. I had the tremendous pleasure of going to Thailand for a couple of months and Bhutan. Boston University sent me there on a writing fellowship. So that's where most of the photographs were taken. And they've been in some galleries in Lenox and...
Yeah, in Stockbridge.
So do you live in the Berkshires too? Or
yes.
You do? Okay. Well, we know everything there is to know about these people.
And more. And probably more than...
More than usual.
Yeah.
More than just your clothed man walking down the street, apparently.
Ellen, get that little glint out of your eye. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so this Saturday at 431 Warren Street, between 6 and 8, you can participate in a live art event, a performance art, if you will, of Michael Tracy being painted by Catherine Ayres and then photographed. And music. Who's the performer, the musical performer?
The music we have for this Saturday night is a good friend, John Hauschmidt. And he will be accompanied by his drummer, Eric. And it's going to be just very nice acoustic guitar, a little electric guitar, and his drummer. And it's
any beautiful. Snacks?
Yeah, there'll be some refreshments.
Blackberries.
Plenty of blackberries and whipped cream to go around. Yes.
Alan.
And John Hauschmidt is an incredible artist. He makes these just gorgeous pieces of furniture, and he uses, it's all built from, natural material, and, his artwork is so gorgeous. And he happens to be a great guitar player.
Is he from Hudson? Does he live in Hudson or the Berkshires?
Oh, he lives just out in the Catskills.
Uh-huh. The Catskills on one side, the Berkshires on the other.
Mm-hmm. And us in between.
Hmm.
Well, I guess that's about it. Saturday night, 6 p.m., 431 Warren Street.
Sounds absolutely delicious, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, it brings to mind, to me, Alan, is the happenings that Alan Caprell used to do. You know what I mean? We with a long memory, us older types, we remember these kind of things.
And who was the artist who was here earlier, the woman who used to do a lot of nude happenings? Well, they did call them happenings back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, she was part of that. She knew Alan Caprell. Carolee Schneeman.
Yes.
Carolee Schneeman.
We
it's good.
Her.
It's good to bring back nudity in public.
Nudity?
And painting. And
he's
music.
He's not nude. He's covered with painting.
He's covered with paint. Yeah. But speaking of nudes, you guys must know Roy Volkman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know of him.
Oh,
now.
How fabulous are his nude photos.
Mm.
My goodness.
Why? Has he asked you to pose?
I have posed nude for him, yes.
Have you really?
I have.
Sorry, I was just kidding.
He never asked me to pose nude, nor did he ask me to pose, period.
He didn't ask me to pose either.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Is he coming to your opening?
He's a dear friend. If he's in town, I'm sure he will. I know he has a lot of photo shoots going on in various places. So I never know if he's in town or out of town. But if he's in town, I'm sure he'll be there.
Great. So there you go, Ellen. You can get to chat with Roy Volkman if you're there.
And maybe you can pose nude. You can go in my back room. There is a separate room in the gallery. Or you could go into the basement.
Bite your tongue. There is no way.
Ellen's just thinking, been there, done that long ago. You have no idea how happening Ellen once was.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure very happening. She's still happening.
Singer.
Look at this.
I know, right?
Look at this getup. Look at this bandana.
I know, right? She looks like she's going to hit the range.
She does. She looks awesome.
Yeah.
Tom, you might be able to convince Roy to take your photo.
No, that's all right. I don't like to be photographed.
Well, I didn't know he did nude photos, actually. I've never seen them.
There's a couple in Kamiya on the walls.
Oh, are those his?
Yeah, those are all his in Kamiya.
That's right. Yeah, they're really huge.
They're
huge,
very
photos.
Large,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was going to say about him. Anyway.
I know. Nudity just gets you all discombobulated there,
right?
Yes. We can't think when we talk about naked bodies.
Right.
Right.
And another one of our super dear friends is Tom McGill.
Oh, yeah.
You guys probably know him, too.
Yeah, he likes taking pictures of himself naked.
Exactly. I was going to say, when I think about nudity, I know Tom comes up. We're all naked in Hudson, aren't we?
Not everybody.
Underneath our clothes, yeah. Well, we've been talking to Catherine Ayres and Michael Tracy, who will be part of this performance art at 431 Warren Street on Saturday from 6 to 8. Ellen, are you going?
I'm afraid I have other obligations.
Oh, yeah,
sure. I'm
going to be
going to see the Japanese performance.
Oh, these are going to be slightly different performances.
Yes, right.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in. And thank you for having me. I'll put on some more throwing muses.